You're listening to the Functional Nurse Podcast. And on this episode, we talk about exploring the whys of nurses practicing functional medicine. So stay tuned. Hello, nurses, and welcome to this episode of the Functional Nurse Podcast. My name is Bridget Sager, and I am your host. I am a family nurse practitioner, and I teach functional medicine for nurses, the course offered by the Integrative Nurse Coach Academy in partnership with the Institute for Functional Medicine. And today I wanted to talk about the word I think that comes up the most commonly for nurses practicing functional medicine, and that is why. I feel like functional nurses and nurse practitioners ask the question why quite a bit more than we did before learning this type of nursing practice. And it comes up a lot when I talk to students about incorporating functional medicine into their practice, but in various ways does it come up. And so I thought it would be a fun thing to do an episode on. One of the things we talk the most about is, in my opinion, the two whys of functional medicine for nursing. The first one being the asking why. I think that's the most obvious one, that in functional medicine, we ask why. So when a patient presents to us, be it in the hospital setting, in a consulting practice, in an outpatient setting, we're asking why is this patient experiencing this set of symptoms? And we recognize that that answer is going to be unique to that person. So a person presenting with the exact same symptoms may have a different root cause. But the fact that we're looking for the why, and we are trying to help someone undo a health concern or heal as much as possible, is a really important characteristic of functional medicine. So a lot of the time, I will have nurses ask me when they can call themselves a functional nurse or a functional medicine nurse or a functional nurse coach. And I've done an episode on what should I call myself, if you want to go listen to that topic in more depth. But the answer to that question for me is, as soon as you are asking why. And that can be in any healthcare setting. So it doesn't have to be in a functional medicine practice or in an integrative medicine practice. It can be in a practice that you're already in one of the settings I just mentioned, or hundreds of other settings that a nurse may find themselves in. The practice of asking why is what truly defines a functional medicine nurse or nurse practitioner, in that we're looking for the root cause for people. So I think that is one of the top two big whys for me in functional medicine, is the asking why. And the other one is, students often ask me, when can I start adding in what I'm learning in functional medicine into my practice? And I think I experienced this quite a bit. When I was learning functional medicine, I was learning a lot of information. It wasn't super organized, which is a huge reason why I wrote the course Functional Medicine for Nurses, is because I realized that we had this language of nursing and we had all this knowledge from nursing school and holistic nursing in general that applies to functional medicine. But learning functional medicine doesn't deliver that content always in a way that makes sense to us. And so I created the course specifically because I feel like there's things that we already know that we don't need to waste time on. And that was my experience in some other courses, was I spent a lot of time explaining things that is fundamental nursing practice. But I also was learning a lot of things that I didn't really know how to connect, where to start and which things to start with. I wasn't too sure of when to start adding things that I was learning into my practice. And a lot of my students say this, so I think it's a common concern. And the thing that I've come to learn about functional medicine is, when you can explain that why to your patient. You know, nurses are educators at their core. When nurses talk to me about scope of practice, I mention all the time that our scope of practice as a registered nurse absolutely includes us being an educator for our patients and being an advocate. That is in the scope of practice of every nurse that has done research on their scope of practice through my course. And when we discuss it together in groups, that is a consensus that nurses are patient advocates and educators. So We do that every day. We do it at every patient encounter as a nurse. So we start doing it in nursing school. We're teaching the patient why as we're performing maybe a care act for them. We're telling them about their new medication they're going to start taking and why it's been prescribed and what they're going to look for and when they might need to wean off or what adverse effects they might be looking for. We might talk to them about a diet plan that is appropriate for their health condition, and we might teach them the whys of why that's important. And I think those whys really help to get the patient invested in their care plan. When they understand why they need to do something that might otherwise be really challenging, that can have all the impact that is needed for them to actually be willing to participate and not disregard the education they're provided. But circling back to the why specifically, when I tie it to functional medicine, is when you can explain why to your patient, you are ready to use that thing, right? So let's say that you want to recommend a certain intervention with their food or physical activity, stress and sleep, something to do with toxin exposures. If you can explain why that is tied to their health story and why you feel it's appropriate for them and the impact that it may have on their health, that is the right time to start using that intervention with your patients. If you can't explain why, it might not be something that you have processed enough and applied to biochemistry and the patient's story in a way that you're confident that it's the right intervention for them. But I find for myself and many of my students have given me the feedback that they do feel comfortable explaining why to their patients when they're able to connect the picture for them. And so I feel like that's a really the easiest answer I can think of when I'm asked, when can I start using all this stuff? It's like when you can explain it to your patient, do it. If you can explain it to them, it's time to start explaining it to them. And when you are asking why, you are practicing functional medicine. So those, I feel, are the two big whys of functional medicine. But when we take a step back, I was thinking the other day about whys for nursing. And a lot of the time, since I've learned functional medicine and started speaking and talking to larger groups of nurses about functional medicine, I bring up the topic why. And I often ask nurses why they became a nurse. And when I interview other nurses on the Functional Nurse podcast, I often ask them why they became a nurse, what brought them to functional medicine. So what is their personal why for becoming a nurse? What is it that they hoped to offer their patients? And what does that look like in reality? Is it congruent with what their hopes were? Or is there something maybe that isn't feeling as fulfilling as they had hoped? I find that a lot of nurses that learn functional medicine weren't feeling fulfilled, and that what is what led them to a holistic nursing practice and to finding functional medicine. A lot of nurse coaches through the Integrative Nurse Coach Academy came to that because they weren't feeling fulfilled in their nursing role. And even when I was teaching nursing to pre-licensure nursing students, I found that a lot of the focus of school was in preparing the students to go work in a hospital setting and pass medications. And I don't feel like the majority of nurses that I've interviewed, for sure, their answer is never that they specifically wanted to go into a hospital setting and push medications on patients and make sure that they were compliant with prescription medications. But ultimately, that does become a large part of a lot of nurses' careers, and it can lead to a lot of burnout, especially when we're working in corporate healthcare settings and we're asked to see more patients than we're able to, spend a lot of time behind computers documenting, and not as much time as maybe we had hoped in our journey to becoming a nurse. Maybe we had hoped to spend more time with people and to be able to connect with them more. I find the answers I get the most often when I ask nurses why they became a nurse tend to revolve around advocating for patients, the desire to help others, the desire to provide care for somebody that can't care for themselves. A lot of nurses will mention that they witnessed healthcare for a loved one or themselves earlier in life, and that motivated them to become a nurse because they were inspired by the nurses that cared for their loved ones or themselves. The common spark that we have as nurses to become nurses in the first place, there may be a little bit different way that we came to that, but we all tend to have that in common. I know for me personally, and for many nurses that I've talked to, the way that our healthcare system has changed in the last few decades has really led to a ton of burnout for nurses and feeling defeated and not feeling like they're able to make the difference that they wanted to make. And ultimately, for me, learning functional medicine, I know I've said this before, it absolutely felt like I was coming home as a nurse. It was the thing that I had always been looking for. I'd taken so many different kinds of classes as a nurse to try to feel more aligned with why I had sought the profession in the first place. And when I finally understood what functional medicine really was, that was when I realized I had found what I was looking for. And a lot of my students will mention that in reflections during the course or in the Zoom meetings, that they have that same sense of coming home as a nurse and feeling fulfilled. So I ask, what is the why for you as a nurse? But then when we say, what is the why for your practice? Well, what is the why for your patients? What is it that you want for them? And I don't feel like a lot of nurses feel like they are able to provide a why that aligns with why they became a nurse. And it isn't a why that they feel like their patients are looking for. You know, more and more, I feel like since the pandemic, patients are aware that there's more than one answer in healthcare. They know that there's more than one right answer, quote unquote, and they know that they could get a different answer somewhere else. They know that there's variation in the types of care that they may receive. And I think that that's a good thing. And I think it has sparked much more interest in functional medicine than there was pre-pandemic, because people are looking for better answers than what they've gotten in the past. And I love that so many functional nurses now are able to provide that. Because as much as a lot of providers may want to offer that, you know, when I worked in primary care, that was for about 4 years, and my visit times got shorter and shorter and shorter as we were bought by different corporations. And I wasn't able to give that time anymore. Even when I did have the answer to, you know, or the idea of a why for somebody, or wanted to seek that for them, often I was limited in how much time I could offer them. And we know as nurses that we spend more time, RNs spend more time with patients than any other healthcare profession. And there were more of us. And so the more nurses that are able to learn functional medicine and offer that to their patients and actually give them that type of care that they're looking for now, that is a potential for us to really revolutionize healthcare. And beyond that, it's really, I love the relief that I hear in my patients' voices. And I know my students tell me this too, is somebody saying, wow, nobody's ever asked me that, or nobody's ever taken the time to look this over, or hear my whole story, or taken the time to go back through their timeline and connect some dots for them that can really impact their steps forward in progress for their health. So I think the why part of why we became a nurse, but also why, what are we offering our patients? What do we want for them? And remembering what brought us to nursing in the first place. That was a lot of why I wrote this episode and just had this idea to do a brief one on the topic of the word why. Is I think lately, more than ever, I've talked to nurses about the idea that we have been given this idea that we may or may not be allowed to offer what we want to offer. And I really encourage you, if you are seeking out holistic interventions more for your patients, you're trying to learn more about what you could offer your patients that feels more in alignment with maybe what you would do for yourself at home. I hear nurses say that a lot, and I think that's a really cool thought, is like, I want to offer them more of what I actually do for myself and my family when we're sick or when we have a health challenge. Learning functional medicine and being able to offer more holistic options for people is so fulfilling for us, but it's what people have been looking for, and nurses really can build a practice out of that. And most importantly, on that vein, and before we wrap up, I just wanted to point out that we get to choose what we offer people. And in some settings, that can be more challenging. But I have a lot of RN and NP students that have built their own practices. And we really can decide what we want to offer people. And I think in the current healthcare setting, nurses really feel maybe uncomfortable with rocking the boat or disrupting what might be popular. A lot of my students will tell me that their community isn't very accepting of more holistic practices, that other practitioners in their environment think that what they're doing is woo-woo. I think that's the term I hear the most. People are looking for what we're offering, and we can't spend a lot of time trying to convince other practitioners that what we're offering is legitimate. I think that the proof is in what we can send back, right? If we can send a patient back feeling much better and improved and maybe able to wean off of some medications and to experience some healing, that is how we can validate functional medicine, as I've said, you know, many times before. But I think that being able to offer something different and unique and more in-depth and more patient-centered than everybody else in your community is really special. And nurses are the perfect people to do that and offer it. I really love inspiring nurses to start their own practices or to find other holistic practitioners to partner with, because this is really what people are looking for now. They want to partner with someone who is going to help them dig deep and find answers. And the answers are rarely prescription medications and expensive testing or even tons of supplements. The answer tends to be somewhere in their health story about stress and sleep and toxins and food reactions and things that have disrupted gut health and immune health. They're things that nurses are 100% capable of, not just capable, but perfect for teaching patients about and partnering with them. And particularly, a lot of my students are also nurse coaches. And I feel like the two of those together, when you can not just help somebody identify the root cause, but maybe work through some of the challenges of addressing that root cause, there is nothing better that we can offer our patients. And so I hope that this episode on the whys of functional medicine and maybe the whys of why you're a nurse and what you're offering your patients, and if it aligns with why you became a nurse in the first place, I hope this was a little bit inspiring for you or gives you some food for thought. And until next time, be well. Thank you for tuning in for this episode of the Functional Nurse Podcast. If you want to help spread the word about the powerful role nurses can play as true healers using functional medicine practices, consider sharing an episode with a nurse friend or on social media. And click the subscribe button to stay informed of newly released episodes. You can also visit and share the links below in the show notes for more information on nursing resources and the Functional Medicine for Nurses course offered through the Integrative Nurse Coach Academy in partnership with the Institute for Functional Medicine.